Thank you for allowing me to talk with you today. 11 months ago, our world stopped turning. The lives of our family and friends changed forever, and the world became a bit more dim with the loss of our beloved daughter, Grace McComas. She died on Easter Sunday 2012, attempting to flee the pain that was inflicted upon her by multiple people and entities, starting with a local young man who was the older brother of a friend, and the inability of anyone to effectively help her by stopping him, holding him accountable for his actions, or even making him apologize. Grace was a wonderful human being, and this is not news to anyone who knew her, and she was well-loved. She was funny, exuberantly happy from birth, and very kind-hearted. Tender-hearted, even. Too tender-hearted, in fact, in a world which can be cruel. Grace's bullying began in the summer of 2011 after she was subpoenaed to be a witness against this young man in an unrelated case, and included not only personal attack told to others, but Facebook and Twitter blasts. And these were not like, gee, your hair looks funny today, but malicious and dehumanizing comments like these. I hate, seven times. I hate, 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 hate you. Next time my name rolls off your tongue, choke on it and die, all caps. I've come across decomposed bodies that are less offensive than you are. I hope you somehow see this and cry yourself to sleep and then kill yourself. You might as well. You're just a worthless piece of... No one effing likes you. It's just sad and I kind of feel bad for you. Kind of reminds me of when one of my followers printed out a tweet of mine. Who the F goes that far? Hashtag people should die. And that's a Twitter thing that I still don't understand exactly. Snitches, I will kill you. Well, damn, I just got out of trouble. I know how you feel. How stupid is it that one person can F so much up? Hashtag the C word. And finally, snitches have to have their fingers cut off one by one while they watch their families burn. Once, immediately after calling his mother about his bullying, which he denied to her, and telling her again that he was still tweeting, he tweeted this series, and I'll just go through them quickly, but they scared us. Frankly, they scared me very much. I'll probably have killed at least one person by the time I'm 20. Hashtag, I'm not kidding. To which someone replied something about a war game tally, and his answer was, I was just saying one person to give myself room to work. I wouldn't be surprised if I'd killed 15 people by then. There has to be more to life than being pissed 24/7. I have yet to find another way. Right now, I hate everyone and everybody. I don't understand why this is happening. I will black out. My psychologist is honestly the coolest person I know. F everybody who's not him. If I delete you as a follower, it's because I suspect you of being a straight piece of S that needs to learn how to F off and stop ruining my life. I'm so mad I'm sweating right now. What the F? And then he says, gone. And then, right, short time later, he says, sleep is the last thing my mind is thinking about. It's just plain scary. And we have heard well-meaning people say, just ignore it, get over it. And at first, we also took this tact. We have come to believe that this is a gross misunderstanding of what our children are facing today. No longer does a bully say something nasty in the schoolyard, and the child is able to go home to their sanctuary. Instead, cyberbullying is pervasive and invasive. When a tweet like this goes out, and this person had 200 to 400 followers, it may instantly be picked up and retweeted by any number of those people, or even just passed along to the targeted kid to let them know what was being said. Grace never had a Twitter account. She did not have to know this was going on. It is gossip and hatred at the speed of electronic media, as close as their cell phone, their iPad, their game systems, their computer, anything. It's new every day. It's the Wild West out there right now, and our children need protection. As a chaperone on many overnight trips for the choir at our high school, I have seen children literally sleep with their telephone in their hand so that they don't miss a call. It is not something that you ignore and it goes away. The nightmare of our story is that we were aware of her struggle. She was not a sullen and uncommunicative teen. She was not considered an outcast or different. If it could happen to her, it can happen to anyone. And therein lies the horror, because this should happen to no one. We helped her every way we knew how. We did all the things that the bullying experts tell you to do. And believe you me, I have spent the better part of the last year trying to figure out if there was anything we could have done differently to save her life. And we tried everything. And thankfully, I am able to say I don't know what else I could have done. I made the police aware. I made the schools aware. I made the courts aware. And the courts told me they could make it stop, and then they didn't do anything. No one was able to make him accountable or even make him apologize. We trusted that they would help us. And Grace trusted all of us to help her. And we failed her miserably, as she was further damaged by several individuals, including adults and those public entities. Since her death, we have worked really hard to raise awareness about the new nature of bullying today. And clearly, given our story, society, systems, and their leaders need an education about the severity of the problem, especially since these are the very agencies that are charged with bettering our response to them in the future. Before this happens to another family, we must all understand that the power that words can have, the power to uplift and the power to maim. Sadly, in our society today, from reality television all the way up to some of our leaders and political parties, rudeness, name-calling, bad behavior is glorified. And we shouldn't be surprised when that is showing up amongst our children. But we need to be aware and talk about it and refuse to let that meanness into our lives. We need to stand up when we hear hatred and we see hatred. 30 years ago this legislative session, I was a high school student, honored to volunteer as a page in the Maryland General Assembly. Until last week, I had not been back to the State House in all this time. But I knew this is where impacts on people's lives happen, where futures are affected, and where policies are made that strengthen our society. I never dreamed that I would sit before you today and share a story of a broken-hearted family and middle-aged mother pleading for a law that would protect children, other children, from the type of harm which stole our cherished daughter from us. We urge you to speed this bill into law, and we thank you for hearing us today in honor of our beloved Grace Catherine McComas.